Je vérifierai.
I will check. This sentence is in the future tense, which is formed by using the future stem of the verb, verifier.
Vérifier.
To check, which is, verifierai.
Vérifierai.
The future stem is formed by adding, ai.
A.
To the infinitive stem, verifi.
Verifi.
The pronoun, ji.
Je.
I, is the subject of the sentence. The verb, verifierai.
Verifierai.
Is conjugated in the first person singular future tense, which indicates that the speaker will perform the action of checking.
Je le ferai.
I will do it. The sentence uses the future tense, which is formed by combining the infinitive of the verb
faire
to do with the appropriate conjugation of the auxiliary verb
avoir
to have, which is
aurai.
In this case, the pronoun
le
refers to a previously mentioned masculine noun. The pronoun
je
means
I.
Je conduirai. I will drive. This sentence is in the future tense.
Conduire
is the future tense of the verb
conduire.
To drive, it is conjugated in the first person singular, which means I. The future tense in French is formed by adding the following endings to the infinitive.
A.
For the first person singular.
As.
For the second person singular.
A.
For the third person singular.
U.
For the first person plural.
A.
For the second person plural.
U.
For the third person plural.
Therefore,
conduire is the future tense of
conduire
in the first person singular.
J'entrerai.
I will enter. This sentence uses the
futur simple
tense, which is formed by conjugating the verb
entrer
to enter with the appropriate pronoun. In this case, the pronoun is
je,
I, so the conjugation is
j'entrerai.
Je me dépêcherai. I will hurry. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the first person singular pronoun, meaning I.
Me.
This is the reflexive pronoun, myself, used with the verb
dépêcher
to indicate that the action of hurrying is done by the subject to themselves.
Dépêcherai.
This is the future tense of the verb
dépêcher,
meaning to hurry. The future tense in French is formed by adding the ending
a
to the stem of the verb. Key concepts. Reflexive verbs.
Dépêcher
is a reflexive verb, meaning that the action of the verb is done by the subject to themselves. Future tense. The future tense is used to express actions that will happen in the future.
Je partirai.
I will leave. This sentence is in the future tense, specifically the future simple tense in French.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I.
Partirai
is the future tense conjugation of the verb
partir,
which means to leave. In the future simple tense, the verb is formed by adding the ending
ae
to the stem of the verb.
Appelez-moi.
Call me. This sentence is a command in the imperative mood.
Appelez
is the imperative form of the verb
appeler,
meaning to call. It's conjugated in the second person plural, which means you, plural. Moi means me. Therefore, the sentence means call me.
Je resterai debout.
I will stay standing. The sentence is in the future tense, using the future simple tense with the verb.
Rester.
To stay. Je is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Resterai
is the future tense conjugation of the verb.
Rester.
In the first person singular. Debout is an adverb meaning standing. The sentence can also be translated as I will remain standing.
Je commencerai.
I will start. This sentence is in the future tense, indicated by the ending -ri on the verb.
Commencerai.
The subject is je, meaning I. Breakdown. Je equals I.
Commencerai
equals will start, future tense of.
Commencer.
Je suis cuisinier.
I am a cook. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être.
To be, in the first person singular.
Cuisinier
is the noun for cook, and is the predicate nominative. It tells us what the subject is. This sentence structure is very common in French, and demonstrates the use of the verb
être
to express identity.
Je suis une fille.
I am a girl. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I.
Suis
is the present tense form of the verb être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular.
Une
is the indefinite article meaning a or an, used before a feminine singular noun.
Fille
is the noun meaning girl. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb suis is conjugated to agree with the subject pronoun g in the first person singular. Indefinite articles. The use of
une
indicates that the speaker is referring to a generic girl, not a specific one.
Je suis un héros.
I am a hero. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular.
Je.
I. The word
héros.
Hero is a masculine noun. The sentence structure is simple. Subject.
Je.
I. Plus verb.
Suis.
Am. Plus object.
Héros.
Hero.
Je suis un moine.
I am a monk. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb
être
to be, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis
the noun
moine.
Monk follows the verb and functions as the subject complement. This means it renames or describes the subject
I. J'ai un jumeau.
I have a twin. This sentence uses the verb
avoir,
which means to have in the present tense. This is a common verb used to describe possession. The conjugated form
j'ai
is used for the pronoun I. The noun
jumeau
is masculine, therefore the definite article is used.
Je suis amusé.
I am amused. The sentence
Je suis amusé.
Literally translates to, I am amused.
Je
means I
suis
is the first person singular form of the verb to be in the present tense, and
amusé
means amused and is the past participle of the verb
amusé.
To amuse. The past participle is used here to form the passive voice. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb
suis
agrees in number and person with the subject.
Je
I passive voice. The verb
amuser
is in the passive voice, indicating that the subject is the one being acted upon, being amused. Past participle. The past participle
amuser
is used to form the passive voice.
Je suis amusé.
I am amused. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense, conjugated as
suis
for the first person singular. The past participle
amusé
is an adjective that modifies the subject.
Je
I. It is used to describe the state of being amused. The literal translation is, I am amused.
Appelle-nous.
Call us. The sentence uses the imperative mood, which is used to give commands or instructions.
Appelle
is the imperative form of the verb
appeler.
To call.
Nous
is the object pronoun, meaning us. The exclamation point at the end emphasizes the command.
Ça m'amuse.
It amuses me. Breakdown.
Ça.
This is a contraction of
cela,
which means that or it. It is often used in informal speech as a shorthand for that or this. This is a contraction of
me,
the object pronoun meaning me. The apostrophe indicates that the e has been dropped for pronunciation.
Amuse.
This is the third person singular form of the verb
amuser,
which means to amuse. The s ending indicates that the subject is a third person singular pronoun, in this case, it. Key concepts. Contractions. French uses contractions frequently, especially in informal speech. Understanding these contractions is key to comprehending French grammar. Object pronouns, like
me,
you,
him,
her,
it,
us,
them, are used to indicate the object of a verb. They often precede the verb. Verb conjugation. French verbs are conjugated to agree with the subject in person and number.
Je cuis.
I am cooking. This sentence is in the present tense, which is indicated by the verb ending
is.
The verb
cuis
is a conjugation of the verb
cuir,
which means to cook. The pronoun
je
means I and is the subject of the sentence.
Je vais mieux.
I am better.
Je
is the subject pronoun I.
Vais
is the present tense form of the verb
aller,
to go, but here it is used as an auxiliary verb meaning to be going to.
Mieux
is an adverb meaning better.
J'ai un parti pris.
I have a bias. The sentence uses the
avoir
to have verb conjugated in the present tense.
J'ai
I have, with the direct object.
A parti pris.
A bias. Key concepts.
Avoir.
To have. This is one of the most common verbs in French, and is used to express possession, or existence.
A parti pris.
A bias. This is a noun phrase that refers to a preconceived opinion, or preference.
Je paie.
I am paying. This sentence is in the present tense, and it uses the first person singular form of the verb.
Payer.
To pay. The subject pronoun.
Je.
I, is implied, but not stated.
C'est moi qui paie.
It is I, who pays.
C'est.
This is the contraction of.
Ce.
This, and.
Eh.
Is.
Moi.
This is the object pronoun, me, in the nominative case. It is used here, because it is the subject of the verb.
Payer.
To pay.
Qui.
This is the relative pronoun, who, or, that, and it is used to connect the noun.
Moi.
To the following verb.
Paie.
This is the third person singular present tense of the verb.
Payer.
To pay. Key concept subject verb agreement. The verb.
Paie.
Agrees with the subject.
Moi.
In the third person singular. Relative pronoun. The relative pronoun.
Qui.
Introduces a relative clause, which modifies the noun.
Moi.
Nominative case. The object pronoun.
Moi.
Is in the nominative case, because it is the subject of the verb.
Je suis grassouillet.
I am slightly overweight. The sentence uses the verb.
Être.
To be, conjugated in the present tense with the first person singular pronoun.
Je.
I. The adjective.
Grassouillet.
Describes the subject as slightly overweight, meaning someone who is a little bit chubby or round.
Je suis grassouillet.
I am a little chubby. This sentence uses the verb
être.
To be, in the present tense, conjugated as
suis.
For the first person singular.
Je.
I.
Grassouillet.
Is a feminine adjective meaning chubby or plump. Since the subject is feminine.
Je.
The adjective agrees in gender. The sentence literally translates to, I am chubby, feminine.
J'arrive.
I am arriving. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the
je
form of the verb
arriver,
which means to arrive.
J
is a contraction of
je
and
e,
which is a part of the verb conjugation in the present tense.
Arrive
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
arriver.
For the subject pronoun
je,
the literal translation is, I arrive, but in English, it's more natural to say, I am arriving.
Je suis direct.
I am direct. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb
être.
To be, and the adjective.
Direct.
Direct.
Je.
Is the subject pronoun for, I, and
suis
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of
être.
The phrase
direct
modifies the subject.
Je. Appelez-nous.
Call us. This is a simple imperative sentence in French. appeler is the imperative form of the verb appeler, which means to call. The imperative form is used to give a command or make a request.
Nous
is the object pronoun meaning us. Is an exclamation mark, which indicates that the sentence is an imperative. So, the sentence means, call us.
Fuyez.
Run away. This is an imperative verb in the
vous
form. It is a command, but it can also be used as an exclamation of urgency, or warning.
Fuyez
is the second person plural form of the verb
fuir.
To flee, to run away. The
vous
form is used when addressing more than one person, or when addressing a person formally.
Je suis direct.
I am direct. The sentence.
Je suis direct
is in the present tense, meaning it describes a current state of being.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I, in English.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense form of the verb
être,
meaning to be.
Direct
is the feminine singular adjective meaning direct. It modifies the subject pronoun.
Je suis fichu.
I'm finished. This sentence means, I'm finished, or, I'm done for.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense form of the verb
être.
To be
fichu
is an adjective meaning finished or done for. It is used informally to express a sense of being overwhelmed or in a hopeless situation. This sentence is a common French expression and is quite informal.
Je mange.
I am eating. This is a simple sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning, I.
Mange
is the verb, to eat, in the first person singular present tense.
Je suis connu.
I am known. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb, être, to be, in the first person singular, agreeing with the subject, j.
Connu
is the past participle of the verb, connaître, to know, acting as an adjective in this case, meaning, known. Key concept. In this sentence, the past participle, connu, is used to describe the subject, j. This is a common way to form the passive voice in French. The passive voice focuses on the action being performed rather than the person performing it. Here, it implies that the speaker is known by others, rather than actively knowing someone.
Je suis connu.
I am known. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the passive voice.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis.
This is the present tense form of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular. It agrees in number and person with the subject, j.
Connu.
This is the past participle of the verb, connaître, to know. It is used as an adjective in the passive voice, meaning, known. The sentence literally translates to, I am known, but the passive voice structure emphasizes that the action of being known is done to the subject, not by the subject.
Je suis plus rapide.
I am faster. This sentence uses the verb
être,
to be, in the present tense with the pronoun
je.
I, and the adjective.
Rapide.
Fast.
Plus.
Means more, and is used to compare the speaker's speed to someone or something else. It implies a comparison, meaning the speaker is faster than someone or something else.
Je suis flasque.
I am feeling limp.
Breakdown.
Je is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, for the first person singular.
Flasque
is an adjective meaning limp, flabby, or sagging. Key concept. This sentence uses the verb être, to be, to describe a state of being. In this case, the speaker is feeling limp.
Je suis pour.
I am in favor of. This is a simple sentence using the verb
être,
to be, in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis
is the first person singular conjugation of the present tense of
être,
to be.
Pour
is the preposition for and indicates agreement or support. The sentence translates literally as I am for, but in English, it is more natural to say I am in favor of.
Je suis cupide.
I am greedy. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être,
to be, conjugated in the first person singular.
The word cupide
is an adjective that means greedy. So the sentence literally translates to I am greedy.
Je suis gourmand.
I am a gourmand. This sentence uses the verb
être,
to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular.
Je.
I. The adjective.
Gourmand.
Gourmand modifies the subject pronoun.
Je.
The sentence means that the speaker enjoys eating, and often eats more than they need.
Entrée.
Come in. This is a very simple imperative sentence in French.
Entrez
is the imperative form of the verb
entrez,
to enter. The imperative is used to give a command or make a request.
Entrez
is in the plural form, meaning it is addressed to more than one person. If it were addressed to one person, it would be
entre.
This phrase is commonly used to welcome someone into a room or a building.
Je suis gourmand.
I am a gourmand. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence using the verb
être,
to be, in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Suis
is the first person singular conjugation of the verb
être,
meaning am.
Gourmand
is the feminine singular form of the adjective
gourmand,
meaning gourmand, or having a strong appetite, or liking for food. The sentence uses the typical subject-verb-adjective structure common in French sentences.
Je me cache.
I am hiding. This sentence uses the
sir
reflexive pronoun, which means myself or himself slash herself slash itself.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, myself.
Cache
is the verb to hide in the present tense. The verb is conjugated in the first person singular, meaning that the subject is I. The reflexive pronoun is used here to indicate that the subject is performing the action on themselves. So, I am hiding means that I am hiding myself. Je suis honnête. I am honest. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb être to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Je
means I. Suis is the present tense conjugation of être. For I and honnête means honest.
Je suis humble.
I am humble. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the first person singular pronoun meaning I.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be.
Humble
is an adjective meaning humble.
J'ai faim.
I am hungry. This is a simple sentence using the
avoir
to have verb in the present tense.
J
is a contraction of
je,
I and
a
have.
A
is the first person singular conjugation of
avoir
in the present tense.
Faim.
Hunger is a noun that is directly connected to the verb, showing possession, as if you have hunger.
J'ai faim.
I am hungry. Breakdown.
J.
Colon, this is a contraction of the pronoun.
Je.
I, and the verb.
A.
Have.
A.
Colon, this is the present tense form of the verb
avoir
to have. The verb
avoir
is used in the construction of many verb tenses in French, and in this case, is used to express the feeling of hunger.
Faim.
Colon, this is the noun, hunger. Key concepts. This sentence uses a common French construction, the
avoir plus noun,
to express a feeling or state of being.
Le avoir
is conjugated in the present tense and agrees with the subject pronoun.
Je.
I. Je suis immunisé.
I am immune. This sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Immunisé
is the past participle of the verb
immunisé
to immunize. It is used as an adjective here, describing the state of being immune.
Je suis immunisé.
I am immunized. This sentence uses the
être
verb, which means to be. The verb is conjugated in the first person singular present tense, which is
suis.
Immunisé
is the past participle of the verb
immunisé,
which means to immunize. When the past participle is used after the verb
être,
it acts as an adjective and agrees in gender and number with the subject of the sentence, in this case,
je,
which is feminine. This is an example of the passé composé.
Je suis au lit.
I am in bed.
Je
is the pronoun I and is the subject of the sentence.
Suis
is the present tense of the verb to be, conjugated in the first person singular, I.
O
is the contraction of à le, meaning to the or at the.
Li
is the noun, bed.
Je suis alité.
I am bedridden. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the pronoun I in the subject form.
Suis.
This is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to to be, in the first person singular.
Alité.
This is an adjective meaning bedridden. This sentence uses the verb être, to be, and the adjective alité, to express the state of being bedridden.
Ought.
The sentence simply means enter. The word
ought
is the imperative form of the verb
ought,
which means to enter. The imperative form is used to give a command or make a request.
Je suis alité.
I am bedridden. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être.
To be conjugated in the first person singular form. The past participle,
alité,
is a feminine adjective that describes the subject, I, and means bedridden or confined to bed.
Je me trouve à l'intérieur.
I am inside. The sentence uses the reflexive verb
se trouver,
which means to be located, or to find oneself. The reflexive pronoun
me
refers to the subject, I. The preposition
à
means at or in. The definite article
elle
is a contraction of
le,
and it refers to the masculine noun
intérieur,
which means inside. The entire phrase
à l'intérieur
functions as an adverbial phrase indicating the location of the subject.
Je suis à l'intérieur.
I am inside. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis à l'intérieur
is a prepositional phrase that indicates location.
À
means at or in, and
l'intérieur
means the inside.
Je rigole.
I'm just kidding. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Rigole.
This is the verb, to laugh, in the present tense, first person singular.
Rigoler
is an irregular verb. The exclamation point signifies that the statement is an exclamation, indicating surprise or emphasis. Key concept. The sentence structure is very simple, subject verb.
Je suis sous.
I am drunk. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis.
This is the present tense form of the verb, to be, conjugated for the first person singular, meaning, I am.
Sous.
This is the masculine adjective, drunk. This sentence uses the simple present tense to describe a state of being. The adjective, sérieux, modifies the subject pronoun, je, I.
Je me sens seul.
I feel alone. The sentence is in the first person singular, and uses the present tense of the verb
se sentir,
to feel.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, indicating that the action of feeling alone is being performed on oneself.
Seul
is an adjective meaning alone in this context.
Je me sens seul.
I feel alone. This sentence expresses a feeling of loneliness.
Je
is the subject pronoun, I.
Me
is the reflexive pronoun, myself, used to indicate that the subject is experiencing the feeling of loneliness.
Sauce
is the present tense of the verb, to feel, in the first person singular form. Seul is the feminine singular form of the adjective, alone. The sentence uses the reflexive pronoun me to emphasize that the subject is experiencing the feeling of loneliness directly. The use of the feminine singular form of seul indicates that the subject is a woman.
Je suis en train de perdre.
I am losing. Breakdown.
Je.
This is the subject pronoun, I.
Suis.
This is the present tense of the verb, être, to be, conjugated in the first person singular.
En train de.
This phrase literally means, in the process of, and is used to indicate an ongoing action.
Perdre.
This is the infinitive verb, to lose. This sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is formed using être plus entraîner plus the infinitive. This construction emphasizes that the action of losing is happening at the moment of speaking.
Je suis en train de déménager.
I am in the process of moving. This sentence uses the present continuous tense, which is formed using the present tense of the verb
être,
to be, and the present participle of the verb
déménager,
to move. Here's a breakdown.
Je,
I, is the subject pronoun.
Suis,
am, is the present tense of the verb
être,
to be. It agrees in gender and number with the subject pronoun.
En train de.
This phrase means, in the process of, or, in the act of. It is used to express that the action is ongoing.
Déménager.
Moving, is the present participle of the verb.
Déménager.
To move. So, the entire sentence means, I am in the process of moving.
Je suis normal.
I am normal. This is a very basic sentence in French, using the present tense of the verb être, which means, to be.
Je
is the first person singular pronoun, meaning, I.
Suis.
Suis
is the first person singular conjugation of être in the present tense. Normal.
Normal
is an adjective meaning normal. The sentence literally translates to, I am normal.
Entre.
Come in. This is an imperative verb, which means it's a command. The verb
entrer
means to enter, and the at the end is the imperative form, making it a command.
Je suis normal.
I am normal. This is a simple sentence in the present tense. Breakdown.
Je.
I, this is the subject pronoun. It is the first person singular.
Suis.
Am, this is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être,
to be, for the first person singular.
Normal.
Normal, this is the adjective modifying the subject pronoun. It is in the feminine singular form to agree with.
Je.
The sentence is grammatically correct and straightforward. It expresses that the speaker is a normal person.
Je passe.
I pass. This sentence uses the
je
pronoun, which means I in English. The verb
pass
is in the first person singular present tense of the verb
passer,
which means to pass in English. The sentence is a simple statement expressing that the speaker is passing. It can be used in various contexts, such as when declining an offer, acknowledging a test or exam, or indicating that one is moving on to something else.
Semwa ki pe.
It is I who is paying. This sentence utilizes the say qui construction, which emphasizes the subject performing the action. Breakdown. Say.
Se.
It is moi.
Moi.
Me, pronoun in the nominative case, emphasizing the subject, qui.
Qui.
Who, relative pronoun connecting the subject, moi, to the verb, payer, payer.
Pay.
Pays, verb in the third person singular present tense, agreeing with the subject, moi. Key concepts. Emphasis. Say, qui, is used for emphasis, highlighting the person performing the action. Subject-verb agreement. The verb, payer, agrees in number, and person with the subject, moi, third person singular. Relative pronoun. Qui, functions as a relative pronoun, introducing a relative clause that provides additional information about the subject, moi.
Je suis en train de payer.
I am paying. This sentence is in the present continuous tense, which is used to describe an action that is happening at the moment of speaking.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Suis
is the present tense form of the verb être, to be.
En train de
is a phrase that indicates the action is in progress. It literally translates to, in the process of.
Payer
is the infinitive form of the verb, payer, to pay. The full sentence can be literally translated as, I am in the process of paying.
Je suis crevé.
I am exhausted. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb être.
Être.
To be, conjugated in the first person singular. Crevé.
Crevé.
Is a slang term for extremely tired. It literally translates to burst or blown out, but in this context, it means exhausted.
Je suis reposé.
I am rested. This sentence uses the verb
être,
which means to be. It is conjugated in the first person singular present tense.
Je suis.
The adjective
reposé,
which means rested, modifies the subject pronoun
je,
which means I. The sentence uses the simple present tense, which is commonly used to express actions that happen regularly, habitually, or generally.
Je suis reposé.
I am rested. This sentence uses the
être
verb, which is used for states of being. Here, the verb is conjugated in the present tense.
Suis,
which means am, and is used with the subject pronoun.
Je,
which means I. The past participle
reposé
means rested. It agrees in gender and number with the subject, which is feminine singular.
Je suis ruiné.
I am ruined. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be, in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular.
Je.
I. The past participle.
Ruiné.
Ruined, acts as an adjective modifying the subject.
Je. Je suis ruiné.
I am ruined. This sentence uses the verb
être
to be, in the present tense, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis.
I am. The past participle.
Ruiné.
Ruined, is used as an adjective to describe the subject, I. This sentence is a simple statement expressing a state of being, in this case, being ruined.
Je suis remué.
I am moved. The sentence uses the verb être. To be, in the present tense, conjugated as si. For the first person singular, aimer is the past participle of the verb aimer. To stir, to move. It is used here as an adjective meaning moved or stirred in an emotional sense. This adjective is describing the subject of the sentence, I.
Entrez.
Come in. This is an imperative sentence, meaning it is a command.
Entrez
is the imperative form of the verb.
Entrez.
Meaning, to enter. It is in the second person plural, meaning, you all.
Entrez
is pronounced, entrez.
Je suis aimé.
I am moved. This sentence uses the
être
verb, which means to be in the present tense. It's conjugated as
suis
because it's the first person singular form of the verb, meaning I am.
Aimé
is the past participle of the verb
aimé,
which means to move or to stir. In this context, it translates to moved in the sense of being emotionally touched or affected. This is a simple sentence that expresses a feeling of being deeply affected by something, often in a positive way.
Je suis célibataire.
I am single. The sentence, Je suis célibataire, is a simple declarative sentence that translates to I am single in English. Let's break it down.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I in English. Suis.
Si
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb être.
Être
meaning to be in English. Célibataire.
Célibataire
is an adjective meaning single in English. It's used as a noun here to describe the subject's marital status. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb être.
Être
to express a current state of being. Célibataire.
Célibataire
functions as a predicate adjective, directly describing the subject.
Je suis maigrichon.
I am skinny. This sentence is a simple statement in the present tense using the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis maigrichon
is an adjective meaning skinny or thin. This sentence expresses a simple fact about the speaker's physical appearance.
Je suis maigrichon.
I am thin. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être
to be conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis maigrichon
is an adjective meaning thin, and it modifies the subject pronoun.
Je.
This is a common way to describe someone's physique in French, using an adjective that describes their body type.
Je suis fatigué.
I am tired. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun meaning I.
Suis
is the present tense form of the verb être, to be. It is conjugated in the first person singular to agree with the subject pronoun, je.
Fatigué
is an adjective meaning tired. It modifies the subject pronoun, je, to describe its state. The exclamation mark at the end of the sentence indicates that the speaker is expressing a feeling of fatigue with some intensity.
J'ai sommeil.
I am sleepy. This sentence is quite simple. It literally translates to, I have sleep, but this is a common idiom in French.
Je
is the contraction of
je,
which means I, and
e,
which means have.
Sommeil
means sleep, but in this sentence it is an abstract noun, meaning sleepiness or drowsiness.
Je suis sournois.
I am sneaky. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb
être,
to be, which agrees with the subject pronoun
je
in the first person singular.
Sournois
is an adjective meaning sneaky or sly. It modifies the subject pronoun
je.
Key concept. The sentence uses the present tense of the verb
être,
to be, to express a state of being. The adjective
sournois
provides a specific characteristic about the subject.
Je suis sournois.
I am sneaky. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the verb
être,
to be, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis sournois
is the feminine form of the adjective
sournois,
meaning sneaky or deceitful.
Je suis tellement gros.
I am so fat. Breakdown.
Je
is the subject pronoun I.
Suis
is the present tense conjugation of the verb être, to be, in the first person singular.
Tellement
is an adverb meaning so or very.
Gros
is an adjective meaning fat or large. This sentence uses the present tense of the verb être to express a state of being.
Gros
is an adjective that describes the subject, which in this case is I.
Je suis tellement gros.
I am so fat. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence in the present tense.
Je
is the subject pronoun for I.
Suis
is the first person singular form of the verb être, to be.
Tellement
means so or very.
Gros
is the feminine adjective meaning fat. The sentence literally translates to, I am so fat, and expresses a feeling of being overweight.
Allez.
Go. This is a simple imperative verb.
Allez.
Meaning, go, in the second person plural, or, you all, but used commonly as an informal, go, for one person. The exclamation point makes it a command.
Je suis trempé.
I am soaked. This sentence is in the present tense, and uses the verb
être,
to be, conjugated in the first person singular.
Je suis.
The word
trempé
is the past participle of the verb
trempé,
to soak, and is used as an adjective here. It describes the state of the speaker, indicating that they are wet. The sentence literally translates to, I am soaked, but the meaning is clear that the speaker is experiencing a state of being wet, likely from something like rain.
Je suis strict.
I am strict. This sentence uses the verb
être,
to be, in the present tense. The subject pronoun
je,
I, is followed by the verb conjugated in the first person singular.
Strict
is an adjective that modifies the subject pronoun, describing the speaker's personality. Je suis strict. I am strict.
Je
is the pronoun I in the subject form. Suis is the verb to be conjugated in the present tense, first person singular. Strict is the adjective strict, which describes the subject, I. This sentence demonstrates the basic structure of a French sentence. Subject verb adjective.
Je suis fort.
I am strong. This sentence uses the verb être to be conjugated in the first person singular present tense.
Je suis
the adjective
fort.
Strong is used as a predicate adjective, meaning it modifies the subject, I.
Je suis fort.
I am strong.
Je
is the first person singular pronoun meaning I.
Suis
is the first person singular present tense conjugation of the verb
être
to be.
Fort
is the feminine singular form of the adjective
fort,
meaning strong. The sentence is in the present tense and uses the simple form of the verb
être. Je suis plus grand.
I am taller. The sentence structure is subject plus verb plus adjective.
Je
is the subject pronoun, meaning I.
Suis
is the verb to be in the present tense, conjugated for the first person singular.
Plus grand
is the comparative adjective, taller.
Plus
means more, and
grand
means big or tall.